The Native Music Fest series is a collection of interviews and songs featuring Native musicians, writers, storytellers, and songwriters. The songs and interviews were recorded live during the Native Music Fest series at NetLake's KBFT radio studio.
Peace, everybody. Happy Thankful Thursday. My name is Brian Babb. I'm a member of the Long Hairs Collective, and very grateful and very honored to be here. I am far from home, from San Diego, California, by way of Detroit, Michigan, by way of Northwest Mississippi. And it is an absolute, for me, gift to be here. And we look very, very forward to the show today. You know, it's difficult for me to pinpoint when and where and how I discovered artistry and expression. But what I can remember is a very vivid experience I had at an open mic in Ann Arbor. The poet's name was Angie Beattie, and she read a piece called Superwoman. To see Angie, you know, she just emits this presence that's full of fire, full of love, full of heritage as an African-American woman and a person of African descendants. And she read this piece called Superwoman and couldn't recant it, couldn't tell you the words of it, but it was the first time in my life where I heard somebody say, I am. I don't care what you say, I am. I don't care what you do, I am. I don't care what happens to me, I am. And as I witnessed that poem, I said, I want to experience that. Mm-hmm. And not only that kind of performance, but that kind of way of being. And for me, that was a huge flashpoint of inspiration. But as I was, I literally wrote, this was the spring of 1999. And I literally wrote Walking Home. I had about like a 35, 40 minute walk home, and I wrote Walking Home. And as I spent time with writing that spring and that summer and you know, in that year to follow, I realized that I had all these other flashpoints of inspiration that I didn't even know I experienced. You and I, last night at the show at Fortune Bay, were talking about Public Enemy. Vivid memory of listening to 911 as a joke. As a cassette single on that album, Fear of a Black Planet, but then you listen to those other tracks, you know, and why is it that Fight the Power got me up, you know, I was like 11 when that tape dropped, you know, and I'm screaming in the back, Fight the Power, you know what I mean, like screaming in the back of my car. My mom's like, Brian, what are you doing, you know what I mean, but when I'm in the presence of voice that is rooted in self-determination, rooted in community, rooted in justice seeking, rooted in suffering reduction, rooted in honoring ancestors and honoring the earth and the natural environment and the universe, I'm propelled out of myself. You know, my voice is propelled out of myself. So those are two, Public Enemy, Angie Beattie, but also two, I mean, music, we'd be here for a long time, you know. Music is such an inspiration for me and such a huge part of my life, and it is medicine. Like, plants are medicine, and poetry for me is medicine. And as Joe was saying, I write, you know, in an effort to experience healing and share in healing.
The Native Music Fest series is a collection of interviews and songs featuring Native musicians, writers, storytellers, and songwriters. The interviews and songs were recorded live during the Native Music Fest series at NetLake's KBFT's radio studio. This Native Fest series was brought to you by NetLake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.